We are always excited when Dr. Stephen List is in the house. He's been here a number of times. He's here from Seattle, Washington, and this came about just quickly the last few days. I got a phone call from him on Wednesday telling me he was in Murfreesboro. He had been ministering in the Carolinas and came back through Murfreesboro, where his daughter and son-in-law, Ricardo, who's with him this morning, they've moved there back in April, and he was visiting. I said, well, how long are you going to be here? He said, till next Wednesday. And I'm thinking, okay, would you consider driving down and ministering on Father's Day? You're the person we need there on Father's Day. He prayed about it and called me back a day or so later, and here he is this morning. So, special treat for us. He has traveled to the nations. He's from a family lineage that you'll hear some about that today. There's just so many of them are just serving the Lord. I've had the privilege of ministering with him on the mission field a couple occasions, and I always enjoy hanging out with him, learn so much from him. He's got a father's heart. And I believe as a result of him being here today, our church will be stronger when he leaves, and because of what he leaves as a deposit. And so we want to bless him today. They'll put the text up for just a moment. So same text, but just put the word speaker followed by the amount. And we're going to bless him. If you want to be a part of helping bless him, then this is the way you can do that. You can also write a check. We'll have ushers at the doors at the end of the service. Just send a memo, put speaker. We'll know who that is for. You can also give through our online portals. You can just, the speaker tab. That's how you do that for our guest speaker today. So without taking any more time, Grace House family, would you stand with me? And first of all, I just want to say happy Father's Day to every dad in the house. Raise your hand, dads. Happy Father's Day. Amen. And because Dr. List is one of the three apostolic advisors that we have here at Grace House, he's one of our fathers outside the congregation, if you will, that God uses to speak into our life. Let's just say happy Father's Day to Dr. List. Yeah, welcome him as he comes and ministers to us this morning. We love you.
Praise the Lord. My youth, thank you for that warm greeting. I tell you, if I lived in this area, this would be my church. And Pastor Eddie, it's so wonderful to have my son-in-law with us. They moved from just a couple of miles from us out there in the northwest Seattle area and moved to Tennessee. And so Grandma and Grandpa, we have to stop by and see them in their new location. And they have a beautiful place. And I tell you, this migrating all over the United States right now. So don't advertise it too much. You'll have an influx in the area. And so now I was talking to my wife. She said, my, it's beautiful out here. And we are so blessed. We have 9 grandchildren, and we just thank the Lord for each one of them and how precious they are. It's so wonderful to be part of a family that loves the Lord. Amen. And so these are exciting times. Pastor Eddie is a great man of God, and I've ministered with him in Nova Scotia. It was so unique, him ministering, you know, with the accent of Alabama. And people would come to me and say, where's he from? I said, Alabama. And they would try to, you know, quote after him. And these are Canadians up in Nova Scotia, way up over there in the over the different time zone. And we enjoyed ourselves so much together, ministering to the Lord. And this is good times that we're living in. And I'm excited with you. Moving into the new phase that God is providing for you. And as I was meditating and praying, the Lord spoke to me, said, as they enter into that new facility, there's a new anointing that's going to rest upon that ministry. And that's the anointing of the supernatural miracle signs and wonders. And what I saw in the Spirit was the same anointing that Smith Wigglesworth carried. it's going to manifest. Praise the Lord. I was reading some time ago about an incident that happened in his life. He was very much a part of my parents' life, and he prophesied over my father and mother before they were even thinking about marriage, that they would become husband and wife, and then God would call them to the mission field of Africa. They would have children, and their children would become carriers of the gospel around the world, and their children. And literally, that is what has happened. So the prophetic word, when it is spoken, it does not dissipate. It is alive and well until its moment of fulfillment. And there were times that you will go into places where you feel the presence of God that God has spoken about, and it's about to be birthed. I've experienced this around the world in different countries. I remember one time that I was flying into the Netherlands, into Holland, and I was in the plane going to speak at a conference in Amsterdam and then in La Hague. And as I was looking out the window as we were circling the city of Amsterdam, and I was remembering the evil of that city, pornography and prostitution and drugs was so rampant. It's one of the most liberal, evil cities or countries in Europe. Everything is legal. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Stephen, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon the Netherlands, and a revival will break forth that will spread across Europe in the end days." And I kind of laughed. I thought I had just reminisced all the evil that was going on. And as I was flying into this to land, and the Lord, and I said to the Lord, I said, "God, why the Netherlands?" He answered me so clearly, "Because I'm God. Nothing is impossible with God. You think your kids are lost? They cannot be so lost that He cannot find them." Oh, praise God. And as the plane landed, I went in to the conference, and I was sharing that what the Lord had spoken to me about. And five pastors jumped up from different countries in Europe and said as they drove into the city of Amsterdam, the Lord gave them that exactly same word. And I mean, you talk about a celebration. So in the midst of what you see in the pandemic and all of this stuff, God's work is alive and well, flourishing supernaturally. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to talk to you this morning about some things that is upon my heart. Be ready for the Holy Spirit to speak through you supernaturally. For you have the words of life that dwell within you. And they're powerful. And sometimes you will speak the word that does not correlate with your reasoning. So don't try to reason everything out. I remember an occasion I got a call at 3 in the morning from the nation of Fiji. Pastor Poeti Mata, a dear friend of mine, and he has about 250 churches in the nation of Fiji he started. He called me. I'll never forget what he said to me. He was crying. And you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when the phone rings, you don't really feel anointed, do you? It's like, who's calling me at 3 in the morning? And my wife said, "You better answer that." So I answered it, and it was Pastor Poeti Mata, a big Fijian brother, full of the power of God. And he said, "Brother Stephen," he said, "will you pray? I'm in the hospital. My wife's in intensive care. And the doctors have given her only 3 hours to live. Will you pray for her?" And he was crying, sobbing. And so I prayed. And then on the phone he said to me, Brother Stephen, when can I call you back? I said, don't call me back for 7 days. And I hung up the phone. My wife said, that's not very compassionate. That's not compassionate. And I repented before the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I was half asleep. And then I began to feel, you know, guilty. Well, I tried to call back and couldn't get him. 7 days later, I get a phone call. It's Pastor Poetti from Fiji. Brother Stephen, it's me. He said, I've been waiting for 7 days to call you. He says, I said, how's your wife? She's in the kitchen washing dishes. He said, I didn't understand why you said 7 days. I said, I don't know either. He said, but when you prayed, I went back into the intensive care and the doctor says, I don't understand it, but all the vital signs of coming alive. And he says, she's getting better and better and better. And he said, you kept telling me, your words rang in my ears, don't call him for 7 days. What was that? It was the Word Spirit of God manifesting through the flesh into the spirit realm that brought life into a dying soul. There'll be times in your walk in which you may not feel just right, but be obedient to what the Lord is saying. Oh, praise the Lord. We're living in a time when God is going to be challenging you, church, to step out into the miraculous. Things will begin to happen supernaturally without your reasoning going in sync with it. But do what God is saying do. Some time ago, my wife was in one of the department stores. We have out there in the state of Washington. And she came home kind of a little bit dithered. And she said, I went into the department, the ladies' department, and she said, I was just going to purchase something. And she said, all of a sudden when my hand hit the clerk fell to the floor. And she said, oh, and then the other one also touched her. And she said, I wasn't there for ministry. I was just there to purchase. I want you to know God has everything ordained and purposed everywhere you go. He is with you. He will not forsake you. He doesn't say, sister, you're going shopping, so I'm going to stay home with your husband. He's right there. He's closer than a brother. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ is stepping into one of his most glorious and most powerful times that we've ever known. There's going to be a revelation of the light and the darkness. And the light will shine bright. And the glory of the Lord will descend upon this new house that you're stepping into. The glory of the Lord will impart upon it that when you enter in, you will walk out with a baptism of God's anointing, power, signs, and wonders manifesting. You hear what I'm talking about? Oh, praise the Lord. We've come through this in the book of Revelations. It tells us, he said, I will keep you from the trial and testing of that hour. Why? Because you've kept my word. Because you've kept my word, Revelation 3:10. And have kept my commands to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwelt on the earth. So in this hour that are before us, the uncertainties that we get every day over the news, fear not, for the Lord is with us. And we will move into that new dimension of his spirit and power and manifestations. God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. I was thinking of what we're living in, the time of when Russia is invading the Ukraine. It was back in 1988 that God gave me, had a visitation and revealed to me what would happen. You know, God works in strange ways. I was making a transition from one area of ministry into another. And I had just resigned my one position, place. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm preparing you in a different manner. You know, we go through, as believers, in the call of God, we go through a transition like a metamorphosis. We move from glory to glory. And God changes us inwardly to fulfill the outward manifestation and responsibility. So many times when you feel the churning on the inside and the uneasiness, it's God at work, not man at work. God at work within you, changing you to be available to accomplish the task that God's called you. And many times we panic. And I remember I was going through that metamorphosis. It's like a caterpillar. It's so satisfied and very secure in its environment. But then all of a sudden something comes upon it and it becomes motionless. And then all of a sudden a cocoon starts to come about on it. God says, keep going in what you're doing, but he's also wrapping you and preparing you for the next venture. And finally, a cocoon goes around the caterpillar and darkness comes. Questions. Experiencing something you've never had before. And all of a sudden, the day comes when eagerness to break forth. And that caterpillar begins to bite at that cocoon that formed around it. Now, many times we think it's the enemy that is restraining us, but I want you to know many times it is God restraining us so that we will not be deterred in the directions that man says or advises us, but listen to him. Finally, that caterpillar breaks forth through the cocoon, and when it comes forth, it's more beautiful. It's grown wings. Its appetite has changed. Its eyesight has changed. Begins to flap something, and it's the wings that God has given that little caterpillar. And now it becomes heavenly minded and heavenly destined to fly in the heavens above. This is what God is taking many in the body of Christ through. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I remember I was fasting and praying and seeking God. And I said, God, what's the next step? Because of being raised in Africa and the languages I speak, all of a sudden my mind was saying, yeah, God's getting you ready to take you into Africa as a missionary again. And I remember one night I called my wife, and a friend of mine had a cleaning business. He cleaned office buildings, and he called me and said, Brother Stephen, he said, I need help. Desperate, he said, some of my people are sick, and will you come and help me out? So I jumped in the car, went down, and I started cleaning toilets and vacuuming. And I was saying, dear God, this is not what I'm called to. You ever had that? Huh? You walked through it? And I remember so clearly. I got through at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I called my wife, and I said, you know what? God and I have got to have a talk. This is not my calling. Doc, this is not my calling. And I went out on the pier out where we live, a pier out in the water, and there was nobody on it, and the wind was blowing. And I said, God, you and I got to have a talk. And I said, Lord, what do you got for me next? What are you preparing me for? And the Lord spoke to me so clear that it did not make sense. I'm calling you to the Soviet Union. I said, excuse me? The Soviet Union? That's not my qualifications. Africa is my qualifications. All this other. And I said to God, I was crying. I said, God, not the Soviet Union right now. No, that's not my destiny. And I remember I said, Lord, I heard your voice, but you got to validate what you're saying. And I went home that morning. 7 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang, and there was a man on the other end that he and I prayed together early hours of the morning. And he said, "Brother, listen." He said, "God spoke to me early this morning, and I've got a word for you." And I said, "What is it? Give it to me now." He said, "No, we've got to have coffee." You ever get anxious to hear what the word of the Lord is saying, you know, under your conditions? And we sat in the restaurant and looked across the table at me, and he said these words. He said, "Brother, it doesn't make sense, but God's saying, I'm calling you into the Soviet Union." I said, "Oh, no." How many have said that to God? "Oh, no." I said, "Oh, no, Lord." I went out of that restaurant, went home, and the brother across the street brought a book and laid it and gave it to my wife. And he said, "Your husband needs to read this. It's by Steve Lytle, a vision that God gave him of the Jews coming out of the Soviet Union to Israel." And I didn't ask for that. It's amazing how God will give signs or nudging by His Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, become sensitive to what He says. And that night, as I got to sit in the bed and began to read the book, my eyes filled with tears. And I said to my wife, I said, "I've got to go out. God is saying to go into the family room. He wants to talk." I got out of bed, and she was crying. And as I walked into the family room, it was dark. There's no lights on. But the room was lit up with a glory cloud of the Shekinah glory. And as I walked into that cloud, it was like I was inhaling the glory of God. Watch out what God's going to do in this new fellowship. The glory cloud is going to enter into that dwelling place. Oh, hallelujah. I speak that prophetically, that God is going to appear in mysterious ways in the sanctuary of the Lord. And you walk in and you will breathe in the glory of God. And as I began to breathe in the glory of the Lord spoke to me and He said, "Stephen, move to the center of the room. I want you to look to your left and your right, because I've equipped you with angels that will send you, they will walk with you into the Soviet Union, which I've called you." And I remember looking at those angels. It's so true to the word of God. For God's angels are encamped around about them that serve Him. Oh, hallelujah. You didn't come to church alone this morning. You came with the presence of the angelic beings with you in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they're standing at the entrance, the exit of the houses of God. And I remember the Lord spoke to me. He said, "I want to reveal to you that which I've assigned unto you." I fell on my face before God. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, "The Soviet Union is going to come apart." This is September the 8th of 88. And He said, "The Berlin Wall will come down, not according to the wishes of man, but because the bowl of intercession is full of the prophetic words spoken and the prayers of the saints." Go to Revelation and we'll talk about that bowl of incense of the prayers of the saints. I want you to know it's full. And the Lord said, "It's overflowing." And I saw like a whirlwind from heaven coming down. And it hit the Berlin Wall and knocked it down. And people began to run over it to freedom. And the Lord said, "It's going on over the wall into the Soviet Union." And He said, "I will scatter the nations from Russia that the Soviet Union has established. And they will be scattered apart, individual nations." And He said, "I will open the gates of the Soviet Union and the Jews will come out." And I saw masses of Exodus Jews going into the Holy Land. And He said, "It will be for a period of time. But the gates were shut, and the Soviet Empire will seek to be reestablished. And that's what's happening right now with the Ukraine. Ukraine is just the first nation. Because what the powers of darkness are wanting to reestablish as authority. But we as children of God have the mighty access to the kingdom of heaven by prayer and supplication and the mighty things of God. God is going to bring great revival. And then the Lord spoke to me and he said, I'm bringing a great move in these last days coming into the United States of America, and it's going to come out of the spirit of persecution. So get ready. But out of it will come persecution. Out of it will come a great move of the Holy Spirit. You're not going to become popular as Christians. You hear what I'm saying? Why? Because the blood of Jesus routs the powers of darkness. And I want you to know, we're in a nation right now where your identity is being attacked through the media, through this education system, through the government, where people are saying, who am I? That's nothing new. Satan did that to Jesus in the wilderness of temptation. He said, if you are the Son of God. He was attacking Jesus' identity as the Son of God. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. If he tried to attack the identity of Jesus, how much will he attack you? So what do? Hit back at him with the word of God. God did not make a mistake when he made you. Satan, you're blaming God. No, he made you. Male and female. He didn't make a mistake. And he put his blessing upon you. And established you in the kingdom of his goodness. Praise the Lord. And I remember when the Lord spoke to me concerning the Soviet Union, and I was making preparations to go. And to make a long story short, I remember when I was on that plane in 1989, and the Lord said, I want you to go into the Soviet Union, and I want you to declare the prophetic word over certain cities, which today is already functioning in that capacity. And I remember I was on that plane, and I was kind of a little bit scourish. And I said, Lord, you're with me. I want you to know when the Lord's with you, certain things will not just go right. But he's still with you. You ever known that? You're driving down the road and you have a flat tire. God's still with you in the flat tire. He's still with you when you're sweating out there in the hot weather and you're fixing that flat. God's still with you. He hasn't vacated you. He's watching over you. You may have avoided an accident. And I remember stepping off of that plane. And as I walked down the ramp, all of a sudden, some military guys walked up and grabbed my elbows. And then KGB officers came around me. And they said, sir, you're under arrest. And they hauled me off, calling me a CIA spy. We know all about you. Why are you here? And I remember I was tired, exhausted. I didn't feel any anointing. You know, you ever get that right? You know, you're tired, you're full, and I didn't feel the anointing. And I was saying, dear God, you sent me, but this is not according to what I desire. For 8 hours, they pestered me and pestered me and pestered me and pestered me. They knew everything about me, all my friends and conversations and the phone, everything. Later on, I found out the CIA called me later on when I got back and said that your line was tapped by the KGB. There will be things that will happen when you're under pressure. Sometimes you'll explode. Do you ever do that? A few people being honest. And finally, after every hour of yelling at me, Something rose up in me, and I'd had it. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't drink any water. I couldn't eat anything. A soldier on either side of me. But this was on God's assignment. There'll be uncomfortable things that will come about in your life, but trust God. And all of a sudden, here comes the high command officer, and he comes in, and he said, we can put you in jail for the rest of your life, and your wife will never know where you are or what's going on. And something rose up in me, and I said, I am not CIA, Central Intelligence of America. I am CIA, yes. I'm Christ in action. That's who I am. Christ in action. He said, I never heard of that. I said, well, that's what I am. I'm here on God's assignment. And he looked at me with big eyes and he said, you're crazy, man. I said, I may be crazy, but I'm here on God's assignment. And he said, I'll let you go, but we will follow you everywhere you go. I said, that's okay. And they let me out, but they held on to my return ticket. That's another story. But in that trip, God manifested himself supernaturally. And I was able to walk throughout the Soviet Union to do those things that God assigned us to do and speak into the nation and into that empire of darkness. I want you to know God has lit a flame of fire in the belly of that former Soviet Union that no one can put out, and it's by the Spirit of God. And God spoke to me that night on my face before in our family room. He said, I'm going to bring a great move of my spirit to America, but it's going to come out of persecution. And that fire will sweep across the nation of the United States. And God will be glorified. I want you to know, we're in for some good times. Praise the Lord. It is in the testings that we reveal who we really are. You're going to see God do miracles and wonders supernaturally. Are you ready for it? Praise the Lord. It's exciting being a Christian, knowing the Lord, walking with him. And in these times that we're living in, it's so great to see God at move. And so what I see in prophetically what's happening is with the Russian is they're trying to develop, once again, reestablish the Soviet Empire. And they will work at it, country upon country. But God's going to burst forth in the midst of that pandemic of suppression, a great move of the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that in China, there's over 300, they estimate 380 million born-again believers in China. And the reason they're clamping down on the church in China is because they say within 10 years, they will outnumber the members of the Communist Party. But what do you do when the body of Christ, you begin to put pressure on it? It begins to explode. It's like a virus. It begins to explode. My friends, the kingdom of God cannot be snuffed out with fire, persecution, harassment. It multiplies in the midst of it. Why? By the Spirit of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but these are going to be the most glorious time for those that are looking to see the majesty of God manifested. For in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Get ready to be shaken. It's exciting, praise the Lord. These are the times. I don't want to keep you very long, but I don't know about how you've been in the last 2 years, what you've gone through. Many of you have gone through different things. I remember sitting at my desk at home, and I was kind of feeling a little bit sorry for myself. You ever do that? I know, Brother Eddie, you never do that, do you? No. I said, Lord, this pandemic has shut down my ministry overseas. I'm not allowed to go into any countries. And I remember I was saying, God, I use the term, excuse expression, it's the pits. Any of you my age know what that means? Yeah. Yeah. That means it doesn't sit right. But God's still in control. I get a phone call from Colombia, the nation of South America. Brother Stephen, we're going to do a podcast, and there's 3,000 churches have screens in the sanctuaries and in the parking lots. Will you speak to the nation for 1 hour of these end times? And I agreed. I had just been complaining. And then when it came time for the podcast, they called me about an hour and a half before the broadcasting. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden they said, there's been a change of plans. And I said, change of plans what? They said, it's not just Colombia, but there are 15 other nations that have also wanted to be part of this, Central and South America. And so, not only 15 other nations, but also the nation of Cuba wants to join in on this. So altogether, you'll be speaking to 17 nations the message that God has given you for this end time. And he said, do you mind doing that? And I said, no, I don't mind doing that. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and he said, did I not call you to the nations? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, I'm sending you to the nations via podcast, and it didn't cost you a dime. You didn't have to sleep in somebody else's bed. This is the supernatural move of God that God is doing in these days, going way above what we can manage, ever think, or devise and think about. This is the time that you're going to be walking into the supernatural manifestations of God. The power of God was so powerful in that podcast that the interpreters of these different countries, I got the report back. They said the power of God came on us and we could not even keep our heads up. Our heads touched the desks that we were broadcasting from by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I want you to know that's God working. God working forth. Get ready, church. Step into a new dimension of the supernatural. That anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming upon the house of God. Get ready to move with Him in signs and wonders. So these are interesting times. So when the news says, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, I want you to know God reveals it before it happens. It's not news. It's the follow-up of what God has already saw. The revival is breaking out in many nations around the world. In America, God is going to be shaking our homes. Fathers, in this Father's Day, step into the rightful place where God's called you. In the book of Genesis, is when Jacob had an encounter with God. And God was calling Jacob to go back to Bethel. And notice what he said to Jacob. He said, I'm calling you back. And the journey that he would take would go through hostile tribes of people and territories that hated them. Notice what God said to him. Jacob, sanctify your people. And Jacob went throughout the camp, and he had the people. He said, give us your foreign gods. He even plucked earrings out of their ears that had foreign god inscripted on them. And he said, change your attire, because you've become like the world around you. And it said, Jacob sanctified his family. He sanctified his people. And he took those trinkets and he buried them in Shechem under a tree where they could not go and repossess them. There are things that we've allowed our families to attach to that seem so mundane, but they have a grasp on it. Where they've come from. What it represents. I believe that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is being sanctified anew and afresh. God is saying, you've adopted so many of the ways of the world. Now is the time I'm taking you on a spiritual journey. And notice what they did. They traveled through the hostile territory. And the Word of God says in the book of Genesis, and it says these words in chapter 35. He said, put away your foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Because you were identified by what your attire was, what you wore. He said, no, you are children of the Lord, of God. And notice, they sanctified themselves. And as they walked through the territory that was dangerous, where they were hated, God brought fear upon the enemies of Jacob. And they walked through in peace and tranquility, and no harm came upon them. Back to Bethel. I want you to know, God is calling the church in America and around the world to sanctify ourselves. Cleanse ourselves of what we're watching on television, what we're watching on the computers, what's infiltrating our minds, and what is contaminating the path between heaven and earth. You hear what I'm saying? God's going to pour out His Holy Spirit, but there comes a cleansing of us. We spend more time watching on the computer of what's going on than we do in the Word of God. You hear what I'm saying? What you see on television and on the computer will not save you. Only that the Word of God will sustain you and purify you for the kingdom and the powers that be. God's raising up a mighty people right now. Shall we stand? Stand with me. When I talk to you about sanctifying your homes, there are many things that are in your home. Is there because of being innocent? But there's an attachment of the world. A number of years ago, while I lived in Zimbabwe, Africa, I was coming to the United States, and I found this, I call it a beautiful carving. My brother was with me, and I purchased this carving of soapstone, out of soapstone, of an African tribe, and it was beautiful. And when I've had it for a number of years and had it in the bookcase, and I went one day and had it appraised, and they said it'd be worth around $3,000. But one day my wife and her friend were praying near that object, and they felt something happen. And when I got home from my journey, they had taken it and put it out in the shed. And when I got home, they told me that they said, now that area of the house feels good, feels nice and peaceful. She said, what are you going to do with it? I took it and I threw it in the trash. $3,000. See, what I didn't know was the person that made that, or the witch doctor that was in Africa around that thing. And in that area of my home, there was such peace. I want you to know, sometimes the things you have to get rid of is a sacrifice, but it's worth it. Like one pastor told me in the state of Washington, he said, I had to get rid of an axe that I picked up in the Congo. He said, the Lord revealed to me that axe had killed Christians. And they sold it to me. I didn't know that, but God revealed it to him. He said, I went and I picked that up and I burnt it, chopped it in pieces. What I'm saying is, God is bringing a cleansing like he did Jacob. And on this Father's Day, fathers, step forward. Say, that will not be played in my house. I will not allow that to infiltrate our life. Because those become weights on you. God is leading the body of Christ into a moment of sanctifying ourselves from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, because that which we're about to walk in is holy and mighty for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon us and to walk forth in these days that we're living in. You hear what I'm talking about? Just because it's beautiful, is it right? America, God is calling the church to sanctify yourselves, to go back up to Bethel. Are you ready for it? Shake it off. Shake off those things by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, right now, I call forth the fathers here today and the sound of our voice to step forward into a sanctified walk with you. Cleanse our homes. Cleanse our children, that we might walk in holiness before you, in righteousness, that we'll be worthy to carry forth the presence of God to this nation and to the communities in which we live in. Father, we thank you for your sanctifying power right now in the name of Jesus, setting us free from any bondage. Some of you have had words spoken over you through anger and frustration, and God wants to break that off of you. It's not in you, but it's attached on the outside of you. And it's gripping on there, and it manifests. There's a spirit that's prevalent in the world today, in America and other nations of the world. And that's that spirit of Pythonian. It's a smothering spirit. Not in you, but because you're anointed, it wants to attach. It wants to rob your joy. It wants you to afflict you. It wants to discourage you. So many pastors, after they get through sharing on Sunday morning, will be driving home, and a little voice speaks in their ear and say, you really missed it today. You should have said this, you should have said that, you should have done this, you missed it. And I've seen pastors call and cry and say, I missed it. And I say, and I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That's not God talking to you. That's that spirit that wants to discourage you, that tells you you can't do it, you're never going to make it, you're never going to survive, this is going to kill you. That is not the spirit of God. It's the spirit of the devil, of darkness and despair. And in the name of Jesus, we break it off of you now and be set free from it. In Jesus' name, lift your hands towards heaven right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know at times when I travel overseas, different nations, and I'm dealing with all the spirits that be before coming back, I pray and I say, God, break off those attachments that have attached to the anointing in the name of Jesus. And as I break it off with my hands praying over me, all of a sudden I feel a joy, I feel a peace, I feel an energy rush by the Spirit of God. Why? Because that spirit wants to weigh you down and tell you you're the worst mother, the worst father, the worst provider, whatever. He wants to discourage you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we break it off of you now. You see, Satan wants to go after the anointing. He wants to smother it. And in the name of Jesus, we break that spirit off of you and set you free in the name of Jesus. I want you to shout to the top of your voice, Jesus! Hallelujah! At His name, the angels of darkness tremble. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! The shout is in the camp of the Lord. Hallelujah! Jesus reigns! Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Glory! 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 Oh, hallelujah! I break depression, anxiety, poverty off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break it off of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you go home today, you put on praise music. You begin to sing songs of gladness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't try to solve the problems of the world. That's in God's hands. Hallelujah. We're the children of the Most High God. I love you guys. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor, will you come?
Father has blessed us on this Father's Day, hasn't He? I'm going to ask our altar workers to come and be here. We're going to dismiss in just a moment. But there may be people, you need prayer. You need hands laid on you. So we're going to have some of our altar workers, our staff leaders, they will be up here to pray as long as we need to pray, okay? And I need to remind you of a few things as you prepare to go. Our ushers will be at the rear doors, and we want to bless Dr. Liz. You can do that through the app, online, text to give, or a check at the door. Okay, just reminding you that we want to bless him really good today. Also, the sign up for Thanks to Me, and I hope everyone in our congregation will fill out one of those cards that will go to our servicemen and women around the world. It's one thing that we can do to encourage them, so be sure to get at least one of those cards. We can order more if we need them. Also, the sign up for the picnic, that's just a week away, so keep that in mind. We had such a grand time last month, looking forward to next week. It's been a great day here at Grace House, and if you still have a spiritual need, don't leave without prayer. Would you join me one more time in just thanking God for Dr. Liz being here today? Thank you so much. And thank you, Ricardo, for you guys getting up early and driving him 2.5 hours. And I know they'll be driving back in a little bit after we put a little Olive Garden in it. But it's been so good to have you here, Dr. Liz. We love you very much. And so grateful to be connected with you and look forward to you coming back. Amen. Well, Pastor Doc, would you come on this Father's Day as our granddaddy pastor and just dismiss us? With the blessing, please. We love you.
Well, what can you say? But thank you, Jesus. What a word. Amen. What a word. What a word from God to our hearts. Cleansing. And you cannot imagine how many times that over the since 1967 that I've walked out of the pulpit feeling like total failure. And I know sometimes it wasn't so good, but it was the best I had. And today I really felt like a cloak came off. And I just want to decree and declare that over you too. Because God is a good God. Amen. Lift your hands before the Lord. May the Lord Jesus bless you. May He keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace you cannot explain. In the name of Jesus, And all of God's people said amen. Praise God. God bless you guys.